morning, and welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Again, welcome everyone. This is Tracy Worley, and as always, I'm excited for Monday. I've been looking forward to Monday since actually last Thursday. I had time driving across our state, and it's always a great time for me to just have the radio off and pray and meditate, think about what's going on, some things I should change, adapt, adopt. It's just a great time for me. And as I'm thinking about Grace Break Radio, the series that we're doing, it just brings a contentment to me because I know that I'm in the sweet spot. And again, you know, we had Scott Fay on here several months ago where he talked about his book and that sweet spot. And that's where I am. And then I just get super excited about it. And I know I shouldn't always be praying for Monday to come, but that's where I am in my awareness. And with that, this morning when I was going through and journaling and praying, you know, where do I need to be today in my thought process and maybe physically put myself there? And here's where I ended up. And I ended up in Hebrews 11. And I ended up in Hebrews 11:6. And this is the NLT. And so Hebrews 11:6. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And where this goes, Hebrews 11 is really about, it's a summary of people who have put tremendous faith in God. And so the next section in Hebrews is Noah. You know, Noah's neighbors thought he was crazy. But within that care of all, and as I continue in my faith walk with Grace Break, continue in the faith walk with From Grace to Red Shoe Courage, which is the book I've been working on, and in transparency with all of you and talking about potential square and finding your potential and living up to who you're meant to be, it's huge. And I apologize for that. I don't even know where that came from. But to find and start living your gifts every day, and this is that transparency and that walk that I pray and hope that you find and stay within that. Because for me, I am blessed that I have a worldwide community of successful people who are doing tremendous, awesome things. And I have a tendency, and this is my weakness, is, oh, I want to do what they're doing. That's so cool. But it's only when I'm living within my purpose, within my faith walk, building that ark in my front yard where everyone else around me doesn't see the potential in it, but God knows the potential in the ark that I am building. Because it's for him, by him. So I'm going to have you write down your question, write this question down, and again, if you go grab a piece of paper, a pen, your journal, whatever it is, your laptop, your tablet, whatever it is, you know, take notes. But my question to you is, am I building my ark? In the literal sense, are you building your ark in the potential gifts and talents that God has given you? Yeah, we talked about in the previous episodes of the series, talked about Samson. You know, it was foretold before he was even conceived, his gifts and his strengths. God's done that for us too. So where are you building your ark. And if that is sorting mail at the post office and that is what gets you up in the morning, God bless your hands. That is potential, Square. What are you doing to build your ark? So as we move into the series, Potential Square, and I think about certain projects that I have worked on and just felt alone, persecuted, not knowing and losing my why because I'm listening to all the other voices in the community and not listening in faith to God's voice. And we look at Noah, and he was rejected from his neighbors, from everybody else, and he looked foolish to everyone else. But as Noah was floating up and rising above in the ark, everyone else was foolish. So then we pull that back, and where can you be helping support other people build their ark? Okay. Who is in your daily agenda, in your daily walk, that may potentially be looking a little foolish right now because they're working on a project or they're, you know, kind of out there? What can you do to be supporting? So the second question is, whose ark can I help build? Whose ark can I help build? And this goes into the series of mentorship. This goes into the series of who is in my inner circle, who's in my circle of influence that's helping me build into my potential. What am I doing? And I'm going to share with you, and this is several years ago, and just having mentors in my life, you know, keeps me on track, keeps me unstuck. And the number one action verb I dislike is accountability. But mentors keep you accountable to where your strengths are, to your gifts, and building that arc. Okay? And I know the word accountability excites some of you, a little bit of us, it makes us nauseous, but it's just being aware. So back in 2012, one of my mentors, Paul Martinelli, took me to task. And just by halting my own let's get down to business attitude, I'm on a call with Paul. There's several other people on the call as well. So I don't, in my mind's perspective, I don't want to take up a lot of everybody else's time who may be wanting to ask a question or who can comment and go forward. So other of our teammates have said, hey, how are you, Paul? You know, so I knew he was doing well, okay? So I spared everyone else knowing if Paul's doing okay 2 minutes later, but as we're going through, hey, Paul, it sounds like you're doing great, you know, just how I am, let's get down to business. And right there in that second, Paul said, well, let's not get down to business. And he started asking me personal questions. It's like, how are you today? You know, it's just all of these things. And the first question he asked, and there was a painful silence. I was stuttering. I was in disbelief. I could not quickly and openly answer the personal questions my friend and mentor was asking me. And the questions was, how's your family? What are you planning for the holiday season? What traditions do you have? What traditions will you start? Where do you envision spending the holidays 5 years from now? I was halted in my thought process. Halted. And from this call, and several of my other team members have commented on this call, and it has stuck with them through these couple of years because it was that painful to hear me in that confusion, to hear the stutter, just as I did now. Because first of all, I'm connecting and I'm adding value to other people. I'm the one that asks those questions. You don't ask those questions of me. So the last few years, I've become better at that when people ask me personal questions. But this created an awareness for me. And when we're aware, it creates another space, a door opening, if you will, to awaken to a new level of creativity and potential we didn't see before. And from this call, I knew there was some adjustments that needed to be made. And so I tabled it. Because I knew the next day my husband and I would be cross-country skiing, and that's, you know, when you get endorphins going, it's just a great time to really start reflecting and praying on what's going on. And while on that trail, I kept repeating this mantra. And some of you that are listening to this call live or the podcast know when you are cross-country skiing or even running, you end up in a stride rhythm. And cross-country skiing, it's like a push-pull slide. So you're pushing, pulling, and sliding each side of your body at the same time to keep moving forward. And as I was doing that, live it, breathe it, vision it. Live it, breathe it, vision it. Coming up. So I just kept repeating that over and over. And so the question is, what was I living? Where was I dedicating my breath? What is my vision of personal and professional success? And then my mind started to clear to a path of potential square. And as the path was clearing in my mind and the reasons of the barriers and how to push them out of the way, a barrier on the ski trail appeared. And this is, I can still to this day vision it so vividly of what was going through my mind because I was so intentional and I was in that moment. Okay, I was asking myself these questions, and I want you to ask yourself these questions as well. What am I living? Where am I dedicating my breath? What is my vision of personal and professional success? What does that look like? For you, it might be a simple word. It could be a couple sentences. For some of you, it might be a 25-page dissertation of what am I breathing? What's my vision for personal and professional success? So as I'm going through here, and I was answering those questions in my mind's eye and identifying barriers, cleaning those out, and here comes this barrier on the ski trail. And it wasn't necessarily a big one. It was just I stopped to assess it. So I could either kind of do a little quick hop and jump over this little tiny ravine, little creek area, or I could slip my tips of my skis and kind of go up and, you know, down and back up to this dip. But I stopped. And you're going to understand what I'm saying here in a second when we come full circle. I stopped. I saw a barrier and I stopped. And when we have barriers in our life, when we're stopping and assessing for too long, we end up to not take action, we're more than likely, the higher percentage, we take the wrong action. Because we've lost the momentum of forward movement. We've lost the momentum of forward intention. And so by playing it safe, I got stuck. Literally, I got stuck in the snowbank. Okay? I didn't do the skip, jump, or hop. I didn't use my momentum just to keep skiing through because I stopped. And the tips of my skis got stuck in the little, in the dip in the snowbank. Seriously, it looked like a Looney Tunes cartoon because the back of my skis were in the air. And I had nowhere to go. I had no leverage to get unstuck. All I could do was kind of lay on the ground. My rear end is sticking as high in the air as anything else. And all I could do is lay there with my face down, think about the call I had with my mentor the day before, cursed a little bit. And I just knew at that moment that is the answer. And God knows that I'm not just going to be able to work it out in my mind. I need to give you a real example of what it means to stop and lose your momentum and overthink it. So here's a great quote from Paul Martinelli, and he teaches us about the line of intention. Okay, and it's suspend the need to know how. And just step up to the line of intention. So very often, whether it's in our personal or professional life, we just stop, right, in our tracks. We lose momentum, whether we're working on a project or client or what have you, building our arc, you know, honing in on our strengths and gifts and not getting pulled over and thinking somebody else is doing something really cool, so I'm going to start doing that. We lose that focus. Or we're perfectionists, okay? And we believe that everything needs to be in order to create a perfect scenario. And life isn't that way. And the best way for us to learn is to fail. Oh, boy, did I fail big that day. So suspend the need to know how. If you have the how to take the first few steps, do it. But you got to step up. You got to do it. And if we go from the line of intention from zero, and let's look at it like a football field. You have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards. If there's 50 of us on that zero line of intention, and we walk to the first 10-yard line, we're all going to get there in a different way. Even if we're given the same toolbox, we're going to get to that 10 yards in a different way. Number one, our legs aren't the same length. Somebody may have a limp. Somebody may have a wheelchair. So think about that in our business and even our personal life. When we see a family that looks so perfect, and, you know, I wish I had a family of three that looked just like that. Pull yourself back. Go back to your own personal line of intention. And what does that look like? Suspend the need to know how and just step up to the line of intention. And life gets ugly. And so you have to just pull yourself back and laugh at it. Because if we're not laughing at what's going on in our life, there's no joy in it. And I can tell you, being stuck in that snowbank could be ultimately one of the most humiliating things in my life. I could take that and say, I am never going skiing again because that was one of the worst experiences. It's like I got up, brushed myself off, you know, thinking about, am I going to be egotistical about this or can I laugh at it later on? And you just have to choose to laugh. Because what happens is I'm so stuck in those skis and the where I was in my body leverage, I couldn't even reach back and undo my feet out of the skis. Okay, and there was so much tension and pressure on there because, again, the back of the skis are hanging in the air. I wait for my husband to ski back. And then here comes this other gentleman skiing, and he also helped. So here, again, my rear end is sticking so high up in the air. I have some stranger on one side undoing my binding, and my husband's on the other. And I get out of the situation, and I'm on my knees at this point, kind of trying to crawl out. And the stranger just kind of looks at me. He's like, wicked snow conditions, right? And I kind of laughed at it. And then later on that day, I thought, what did he mean by that? Because it was a beautiful day. The sun was out. The trail was perfect. So I could take that in so many ways, but it's funny. Find joy in even those barriers that you find yourself against when you lose the momentum of moving forward, or even when we're scared and fearful of the unknown and not knowing how to do it perfect, because the first thing we have to do is step up to that line of intention. So I'm going to ask you these questions. In where you are in your walk, of anything that you might be stuck in, or maybe in barriers that you're not even aware of right this second, but once you start putting awareness and intention in the thought process, you'll have some things come up. In fact, just this morning talking to you, I've wrote down a few notes because I'm already recognizing a few areas in my agenda actually today that could potentially be a barrier. So here's the questions. Are you stopping before you get to the end? Are you stopping before you succeed? Are you suspending success by needing to know everything before you start? Here's the first question again. Are you stopping before you get to the end? And when I use this question, the analogy to me, and my husband and I love to hike mountain peaks, and then this is kind of part of the book Potential Square, and we have some of our personal pictures in here. If we stopped before we got to the end of the trail, we would miss out on 360-degree views that less than 10% of our U.S. population would ever see in their lifetime. So if I stopped before I got there, the view and the opportunity of what I see, I would miss out. So when I ask you the question, are you stopping before you get to the end? Is it too hard? Is it taking too long? I don't know how. I'm stuck. I'm not asking. And usually when we stop before we get to the end, we're not willing or we're not aware. Now you're going to be aware to ask the questions. Okay? I spent time on the phone with one of my dear friends, and I call her my prayer warrior, Kim Gowdy, who's in Canada. And she asked me, she goes, do you write down, and we're talking about our prayer life and other things too, do you write down the question? And my first thought, well, why would I do that? But when we're writing down the questions, whether it's the question to God, whether it's a question in our business, a question in our personal life, our family, our home, when we write it down, we put intention to it, the awareness is to it. So it's not just kind of floating around in our mind. So for me, I started writing questions down, and sure enough, within, I think it was 48 hours, the answers came to me. And it just freely flowed from where it needed to, come from. So stop stopping before you get to the end. Are you stopping before you succeed? Well, if we're stopping before we get to the end, success is going to be elusive. And suspend having to know everything before you start. And this is where I coach clients, because they want to get to the end, but they want to do it perfectly, and they don't want any pain to be involved in the process. Well, everyone's different. So even, I'm going to take a self-help book, okay? Our holy word, the Bible, could be considered a self-help book. And when I read Hebrews 11:6 today, where my awareness is today, if I go back to that same scripture a week from now, it's going to mean something a little bit different in what I have going on in my life. So there's not a prescription of success, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that's going to be perfect for everybody. So you have to start without having to know everything, because once you start, you're going to make some adjustments, okay? It's not a perfect line from start to finish. It's not a perfect line from start to finish. Success is messy. It kind of meanders around. So stop needing to know everything before you start. Okay? And this is a quote from the book. Stop giving up your potential by giving up too soon. Because your potential, your arc, looks completely different. In fact, your arc looks completely different than your spouse's. Your arc looks completely different than your siblings who you grew up in the same household. Because each one of us is unique in God's purpose. So where to start? Find a mentor. If, you know, even if you are in a limited budget, buy a book. If there's somebody that's doing things in your industry that you love, they have a book, buy it. If they have a blog, read it. If you can get onto some calls with them, do it. Send them an email and ask them if they would be willing to be your mentor. It's as simple as that. You just have to ask the question. And just do everything in your power to grow yourself and create that environment to grow. Okay, so often I run into people that are like, yeah, my business isn't growing. And my first question to them, I'll ask, who do you have pouring value into your life? And what I mean by that is a mentor. If you're going to conferences and things like that on a yearly basis, that's fine, but that's not a consistent grow yourself scenario. And don't ask for permission. Noah didn't ask for permission. So don't ask for permission. State your purpose and just keep moving forward, because this is where you need to be. And the first step to your potential is, do not settle for average. Find your gifts and talents. Focus on potential and not outside influences. So for me, it's all the cool kids and what they're doing. Be uncomfortable every day. Every day be uncomfortable, okay? Even if you have to schedule it, what is one thing that makes you uncomfortable? Is it sales calls? What is it? Be uncomfortable. Because every day you live your potential square by growing, learning, and adding value to self and others. Because we were born without limitations. Where you are stopping before the end of the trail, connect to your potential square. That is the end of this series. There's so much more to the series. We have some masterminds coming up, where you take a deep dive in and I'll walk alongside of you to create your potential square and fine-tune where you're going. So we'll have that posted up on the website. And I know I've also said there will be other things uploaded on the website, and we've had some technical difficulties with that. But just be watching. Facebook will have the link up there of where you can find it. But again, I honor you. I look forward to working with you one-on-one if you feel that that is where you could go, because I really, truly would love to walk alongside of you for you to start living your gifts every day. Again, this is Tracy Worley. Look up and out, my friends. See you soon.